dandy dinner in his Sunday best. Excitable boy, they all said.
It would not be the holidays if we didn't get a visit from our friend David Hochberg from Pearl Mortgage. It just wouldn't be, David. You know that.
Spreading holiday joy to across all denominations.
Everywhere you go.
Yes.
I've never seen anything quite like it. How are you?
I am fantastic. Nice. I am an equal opportunity happy holiday provider.
Yes. Yes. You, of course, know Andrea Darlis. You have helped her out. Oh, you have refinanced for Andrea.
He's refinanced me twice.
Yep.
And so when he first came in, I'm like, David, hey, hi, how's it going? Mm-hmm. Okay, question. Mm-hmm. Immediately. Mm-hmm. Can I ask what I asked?
Yeah, sure. That's a great question.
I think it's pretty legit. So I've refinanced with you twice over the past couple of years, and I have the lowest rate. I am so happy. I would encourage everybody to go through you, and I'm not just saying that. How long do I have to keep all the documents that, you know, from day one? I mean, it's been a couple of years.
Sure.
And I'm a saver, but I'm trying to consolidate and clean up files and things like that. Do I have to save all those documents?
No, 90% of the documents are CYA disclosures for the lender to make sure that they didn't break any equal housing or equal lending, you know, laws to make sure everything was in compliance. So the most important document within that package of 150 documents would be the closing statement. I think back then it was still a good faith estimate is what they called it back in the day, but now it's called a closing disclosure. So I think you, when I was at, because it just recently changed when I was at Pearl. So we did your loan at the other company. So it would be a good faith estimate. I would keep that. I'd keep the mortgage, and I would keep the note.
Okay.
All the other stuff is just fluff, and it's...
So when Pearl bought it, and then, I mean, it's just part of the process.
It's just part of the process.
Transferred to another company, and then another company, and maybe even a third. So the only thing I need to save is the original and then the most recent?
Good faith estimate.
Okay.
Which is, it should be the first three or four documents in the closing package, the copy of the mortgage and a copy of the note. All the other stuff is primarily just all disclosures. Serial filler, exactly.
Okay. Remind me, because it's been a couple of years since my wife and I purchased our home, and I do remember the good faith estimate.
Yes.
But it is now referred to as a closing disclosure. Is there anything different about it other than the name of it?
No,
it's the same thing.
At the beginning of the process, it's called a loan estimate or an LE, and that has all the loan numbers on it and all the costs and figures on it. And at the end, they call it a closing disclosure. So is there anything different? No, it's just... You know, they took a 2-page document, turned it into a 4-page document, and they took a very easy to explain document and turned it into a more complicated document for the ease of the borrowers who are more confused now than ever.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So, the federal government, in the ease of simplifying things, made things more complicated because for some reason on a purchase, we have to disclose what the seller's paying in closing costs.
Right.
And who really cares if you're buying a home, what the seller's paying in closing
costs.
Right,
right, right.
So that gets charged to you and taken away. It's mathematical hell.
Yeah.
And it's very confusing at times to borrowers. Mm-hmm. But you just have to have faith in your lender that your lender is explaining to you what's going to be happening, and it actually happens at the end. That's why you need to work with a reputable lender.
And how long do the appraisals last for? I remember when I first did my first appraisal with you, it was a great appraisal, and then the second one was just a little bit lower. Nothing really, but enough for me to, you know, a couple $1,000. I called you and you said, "Don't worry about it why?"
Appraisals are good for why? Because you had enough equity in your home.
Okay.
And I'll give you an example. These aren't the exact numbers for you.
No.
You know, your condo appraised for four and you owe two, so you're at 50% loan to value.
Right.
Okay, a year went by, you owed 197, 195, and your appraisal came in, pick a number, 375.
Yeah, okay, not even that low. It was maybe $5,000.
It was $5,000 lower.
Yeah.
So when you're dealing with something like that and the loan to value is so low and it's not impacting your interest rate, it's like urinating in the ocean to raise the tide. It's no big deal. It has zero impact on your loan. So to sweat $5,000, there could be a $5,000-$10,000 between every appraiser in the industry just because they're judging it against different comparables and they think your house is worth more because of this reason or less because of that reason. So when you get caught up on $5,000 when you have so much equity in your home like you did, it really is nothing to sweat out. It's nothing to sweat over. And like I refinanced my brother and sister-in-law a couple of years ago, and he had 790, 780, and 770 credit scores, and he was upset that my sister-in-law was 5 points higher than him. I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm like, your credit scores are in the 770, 780s. I got people in the 580s, for God's sakes, that are trying to get over 600. I'm like, stop bothering me over this nonsense about, you know, why is your wife 5 points higher than you? Why? Because because you travel all the time and you're putting hotels and cars and dinners on your credit cards, and you're using your credit cards more and have more activity on it. That's why your credit score is 5 points less than your wife. What the hell's wrong with you? Worry about something else.
Right.
Not your 5 point. You're getting me all going. I'm five
Real
minutes
quick,
into this thing
for
already.
For people who had 11, 12 in the pool, in your office pool, for when David would
you
lose
win.
It, you are a winner.
You
Congratulations,
are a winner.
Everybody. quick question.
You like tee it up, and I try to avoid it, but it just
no, it's going to happen eventually. That's right, and it's holiday time, David.
It's holiday,
so
and I
got to
spread the goodwill
anyway.
In
no,
the
I
chair.
Know. Can you appeal an appraisal?
Yes.
If you have somebody appraise your home and it's lower than you think, what do you do next?
You get comparable sales within your area, or in Andrea's case, within the condo
building
or development.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, you know, 123 Maple just sold for this, or 123 Oak just sold for that. Okay, well, you know, 123 Maple has a pool. Okay,
yeah,
and 123 Maple has a brand new kitchen and a finished basement. You don't.
Yeah.
So, you know, we get into the battles all the time. And some of the times, the appraiser's just flat out wrong, and the comps that the borrower supply us with help improve the value. I would say more times than not, it doesn't impact it. But if you want to go for a fight, I'm up for a fight any day of the week. You know, just give us the supporting documentation. We've got our own appraisal management our own appraisal review desk. The nice thing about being at Pearl is that we've got appraisers on staff that will look over the appraiser, will look over the appraisal, and then look at the supporting documentation that the borrower provides and say, yeah, we got a good fight here, and go back to the appraiser for us and say, hey, you might want to take a look at this, and can you do something for us there? So that's a nice thing about being, you know where I'm at. You know, we have the resources there to fight that fight, and or just not waste time fighting the fight, because our in-house appraiser says there's nothing to fight here.
You but know, you also told me, too, that the appraisal only lasts, is it 6 months to a year?
Yeah,
because
no.
You said something like in 6 months it's not even going to matter.
It's not going to matter because once you, it doesn't impact your taxes at all.
Okay, right.
Because that was your biggest thing. Well, you know, my taxes and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And on other people, it's great that it comes in 75. I had a client of mine, a bar of ours a couple of years ago. Appraisal came in $50,000 less. He was all upset. It didn't matter to his loan because he owed like $400,000 and the house came in at $800,000. But in his mind, it was supposed to be valued at $9,000 because he just did the kitchen and the bathrooms.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what are you complaining about? It's 400 against an 8. I'm like, you should be thankful. You now have an appraiser that you could take it to the county and appeal your taxes.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, because your taxes are based upon 950, and we got an appraisal here saying 8. What are you busting my chops for? You're at 400 against an 8 instead of 400 against 9. It doesn't mean anything.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Go ahead. Who's got the second pool?
Well, 11-12 is the first winner. 11-15 is your second winner. So if your daily double numbers are 11-12 and 11-15. Good luck to everybody. David Hochberg is here, the Vice President of Mortgage Lending over at Pearl Mortgage. If people want to reach David, david@pearlmortgage.com is your best bet. If you have any questions or comments, 312-981-7200. More after this. It's Bill and Andrea on WGN. David Hochberg is here, the excitable boy. He's the Vice President of Mortgage Lending over at Pearl Mortgage. David H@pearlmortgage.com. That's how you reach him. David H@pearlmortgage.com. He has his own website. It's pearldavid.com, P-E-R-L-David.com. David, a couple of very important questions I need to ask you. And then, like I said, if people want to reach us, 312-981-7200, what is the most important thing, the absolute most important thing not to do when you're refinancing?
Stop paying your current mortgage. We had a guy, for some reason, decide to stop make payments on a second mortgage right before we were ready to close. And we don't know why. He just decided to not make the payment. And I'm like, did anybody on my staff or team tell you to do that? He's like, no, I thought we were closing. And so I didn't make it the month before.
He missed 1 month or more than 1 month?
No, now he's missed two because now we have a trouble trying to get his loan. His loan was done.
Yeah.
And he had his loan was written off in a bankruptcy. He did not have to pay it according to the bankruptcy rules, okay? But him and his wife decided to make the mortgage payment on the second loan, even though they didn't have to. And then right before his loan was ready to close, they figured they'd save a month of $700 payment and stop paying right before we were ready to close. They were paying on a loan that they didn't have to pay on. And by stop paying on the loan that they didn't have to pay on right before they were ready to close, it completely destroyed everything.
Sure.
So now I've got a major black crater, a pothole with just a spiraling black hole down that I don't know what I'm going to do with it, but we're still trying to figure it out. But, you know, the best thing.
Do you want Andrea to talk to him?
Yeah, yeah, I could.
I can talk to him. I will.
She'll settle it.
After the bonus hour, I can go out there.
I think that would be a great idea. All right. We could talk about coming up short $5,000 on appraisals. I'm sure he'll be excited about that. No, but he.
We'll go to the Blackhawks game.
We talk about how great the macaroni and cheese is and the sweet of the Blackhawks game. Delicious, Bill. You missed
That's what I'm hearing.
You missed a great evening.
I know. It was, Bill.
The macaroni and cheese at the United Center.
Second to none.
To die for.
That's what everybody says.
No, it is number one. So
Patrick Sharp prepares it. Did you know that?
Is that maybe that's why it's so good?
It's an old family recipe. A Sharp family recipe.
Such a good tasty twofer. He's very talented.
Yep.
So please don't miss payments on anything.
Yeah.
Credit cards, car.
Can I ask him? Can I?
Oh, say, yeah.
So this will be the over under. So like 11/21. So David, if you're about to refinance, should you make any huge purchase? Like, should I buy a car or a refrigerator?
That's a good move, isn't it?
Or maybe you know a boat.
Yeah, it's a great move if you want to destroy your credit and knock your points down and add another debt that might disqualify you to purchase a home or refinance.
But people have done that. I mean, I'm joking around, but people have done that.
Yeah, people do that all the time, and we tell them at the beginning. Continue to make your mortgage payment until the loan closes on a refinance.
Yes.
Continue to make the mortgage payment if you're buying another home because you still have to make the mortgage payment before you sell it.
Right.
Don't make any large purchases. What's a large purchase? Anything greater than what you normally would buy on a daily basis. To the Fords, T's, toothpaste, toilet paper, tampons, transportation.
Yeah.
Transportation means the fuel and the oil that go in your car, not a new car.
Coffee.
If you have a coffee and if you have a lease that's coming due, what are you going to do? You call up your car dealership and you're like, hey, I have a lease coming due. I'm buying a home. I want to kick the lease out another 6 months. I love the car. Can I extend my lease? And they will say, absolutely, Mr. and Mrs. Jones. Mm-hmm. We will extend the lease out for you without a problem if you've been a good payer. If you haven't been a good payer, it might be a different story. Well, if you've been a bad payer, you're probably not getting a mortgage, right, or qualified to buy a home because your credit would be rocked. But you don't want to make any large purchases because what does that do? It's an inquiry, which takes your credit scores down, and it's a new debt, which also loads you up and takes your credit scores down. The last thing you want to do before closing on a loan or applying for a new loan is open up or apply for new credit cards or take on any new large debt on any type of installment
makes
payment
sense.
Or credit.
It makes sense.
You want to
no
keep
big
yourself
purchases.
Clean.
Stay out of Starbucks.
There you go.
Yeah, because that would
Except
run you $40.
For just coffee.
Right. All right, let's talk about, as the year is about to change,
right.
Everybody wants to set some goals for themselves for 2018, and these goals should be what?
These goals should be financial responsibility, financial cleanliness, financial wholesome,
yeah.
Where you see the ads right now on the TV and you hear them on the radio, 0% financing. And then at the end of the commercials on the radio, they talk really fast that you can't understand with all mm-hmm. the disclaimers. And then on TVs, 0% financing, we're blowing out the 17s, we're bringing in the 18s. But what you can't read in the negative 40 font is you need 720 or 740 credit scores in order to get that, right?
So is that just a myth, 0% financing? Does such a thing exist?
Oh, yeah, it really exists,
does.
But only for people with really good credit because they're not going to give the borrower with 620 to 630 credit scores, 640, 650 credit scores, because you're a higher risk,
mm-hmm.
the 0% financing for 72 months. And that's a great opportunity for people who want new cars that don't want to pay any finance charges. You know, you take whatever the payment is extended out over 72 months, you can save yourself a fortune. It's mm-hmm. a beautiful opportunity. And that's where people have to go. I've been overweight, 50 pounds, and I'm going to state it right now. I'm 284 pounds of just pure mountain of love over here and
a
mortgage
steal.
Love. And so I'm gonna make a challenge to all your listeners. By June 1st, I'll be down to under 250 pounds.
Nice.
So I'm going to lose 35 pounds, and I will put a challenge out because I'm spinning now.
Yeah.
Could you imagine that poor bike that I spin on? Can you imagine this amount of just fat and
his legs, not what's going on
in
his head.
No, I'm actually on a bike at 5:30 in the morning doing spinning classes, which is amazing that I haven't had a stroke out yet at Studio Spin up in Northfield if you want to join me in the morning. But I'm gonna make a commitment to your listeners.
There it is.
If you want to join me for spinning class at 5:30, go to Studio Spin. And if you want to help yourself enhance your credit mm-hmm. over the next 6 months, my team I've got a guy by the name of Gary Novell. He's the best credit enhancement expert that I know. He has taught me everything that I know about credit. And you can reach him. I don't make any money on this. He will charge you a fee to help you scratch down your credit. You have barnacles on it. And if you want to give a gift of love this holiday season, give a gift of enhancing your credit.
You can do that as a gift?
You can
that
do it works, as a gift. Yeah. And you can pay for the consultation. He will run your credit. He'll look at it. And he will scrape your credit down and get you whole so you could start the new year off on the right foot. And then once your credit's whole, we can either refinance you or put you into a new loan at a lower rate or help you buy a new home. It's Gary Novell. He's got his own company. He's been with me for 15 years. He's part of my team, very valuable part of my team. If you want a great credit enhancement guy, 630- 624-9557. Yeah. That number, 630-624-9557. He's phenomenal. He's taught me everything that I know. If you want to give a great gift this holiday season, give a great gift of enhancing your credit to somebody that you love that's having troubles. Gary will go in there, educate them, and we'll put them on a path for credit success in 2018.
Very nice. Very, very nice. David, more than likely, this is the last time that I will see you this holiday season. I can't speak for Andrea. You guys might have something set up.
We might
I don't
be going
know.
To the Blackhawks game for more mac and
that.
Cheese.
There's a chance
at
that.
Some point.
Well, I invite Bill, and he's always too busy.
I got stuff.
I've got tennis.
I'll go.
Crochet lessons.
What is your holiday message for the kids? Do you have a holiday message for the kids, David?
Holiday message for the kids. Don't drive your parents absolutely crazy.
It's a solid message.
Just give them some space and just back off. And just enjoy whatever they give you and stop complaining about everything. And just enjoy the holiday season with your family and give your mom and dad at least an hour or two to have some peace and time and quiet to themselves. All right? That's
you know
my
what,
message.
You can
to
ask
the
about
kid.
Advice for the rest of us, too.
You know, why David's great at the holidays? Because the vein that pops in his neck is that color red, that Christmassy red that I love so much.
And the other one is the Hanukkah blue.
Right.
It's very festive.
And his green eyes. Yeah. I mean, it just all,
it's so
it all, it's like a whole package.
Were you a mall Santa once?
I interviewed, but
did?
I didn't pass the first bank
of
tests.
Oh, you hate to hear that.
Yeah.
You hate to hear that.
The Rorschach test? What does this look like?
I thought you were going to say the Roy Moore test.
No,
I just saw the Roar coming out there.
Yeah.
David Hochberg is the Vice President of Mortgage over at Pearl Mortgage. What you want to do is go to davidh@pearlmortgage.com, and his website is pearldavid.com. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, to Wendy, who's got a bad wheel at home.
Yeah.
I hope that her and her family and you and your family and Andrea and your family
you,
and all of your aunts and uncles that you refer and
all
your cousins
Greeks.
And your 1,400 cousins that you refer.
That's right.
I'm so glad you belong to a gigantic Greek family. It's great refinancing and securing all
that's
the
right.
money. And to all the WGN listeners, thank you for the opportunity. To help
you're
you
making us tear up.
Take care.
Thanks, David. We'll take a quick break and then some news. Bill and Andrea in for Wendy on WGN.